MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Overnight, the organization Business Unity South Africa is sounding a loud alarm. US imposed tariffs and rising uncertainty over the future of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, placing thousands of South African jobs and key export sectors at risk. With potential tariffs pushing duties on autos to 55% and agriculture and mining sectors on the edge, BUSA is now urging what it terms a coordinated government, business and sector level response. In that respect, I'm in conversation now with the Chief Executive Officer of BUSA, Kulakani Mate. Kulakani, a very warm welcome to you. And what specific US tariff measures have triggered your urgent call for coordinated action? What do you want to see happen?
Hi, Jeremy, and thank you for the opportunity. Obviously, the announcement of the 30% trade tariffs on South Africa is what triggered our response, in the sense that there was that 90-day sort of suspension of the tariffs. And we saw earlier in July the president of the U.S. Confirming that 30% would be imposed on us. So that certainty, if you like, is what made us to make the call that we need to coordinate our efforts to try our level best as South Africa Inc. to avert what will be a catastrophic development when these tariffs take effect.
Let's talk about that coordinated response in just a moment, but we've mentioned which sectors are most exposed: automotive, agriculture and mining. Obviously, huge job losses looming, but it's not just that, it's also the knock-on effect to other industries as well, is it not?
Absolutely. And what we really mean by a coordinated approach is that, obviously, as the adage goes, governments negotiate trade, but it is business that actually trades. And so in this instance, what we are saying is that our government and business should work closely together on both fronts, i.e. the package that is proposed to the United States, but also on the measures to really respond to the 30% tariffs when they do come into effect, because we know that it will be devastating for certain regions and for certain sectors. And so we need to coordinate how we respond to avert a job bloodbath.
Is there a subtext here that perhaps business and government haven't been working closely enough?
Well, as I've said already, that we accept as business that trade negotiations are the responsibility of government. But now that we know, at least until there is further developments, that these tariffs will be imposed, we are saying that let's work together on putting together a response, but also not give up on the negotiations, because there remains an opportunity to still strike a deal that would help avert the catastrophic events of these tariffs.
Are you not being a little overly optimistic here, Kulakani? Is the die not cast? Is this not a fait accompli already, that we've now just got to learn to live within that 30%?
I think we should prepare for that eventuality, but we should not give up, right? The United States is an important trading partner for South Africa. It's a second or third largest trading partner for South Africa, responsible for thousands of jobs. And so we cannot just give up that easily. You are right that it may well be that in the end we are not successful, and that is why we cannot put all our eggs in one basket while we pursue to the fullest extent the negotiation route. We should also look at other alternatives from the market point of view, as well as what interim support measures can be provided to affected companies and sectors.
So in terms of this coordinated response, what progress, if any, has been made? What overtures have been made by your organization to start this ball rolling with perhaps more momentum?
We have always said that we are available and open to work with our government, and have been meeting with government officials from the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. But we think that we need to intensify that and make sure that we work far closely together, because, as I've said, the impact of this will be devastating to the economy.
What about the internal dynamics and fixing them? So, political disagreements that exist, contention over land reform, concern over affirmative action, numerous legal actions that have played out. Surely that is informing the US's stance towards tariffs, and that efforts have got to be made internally more than externally.
So, look, we accept that perhaps in what the US is demanding, in terms of what it would consider in agreeing a deal with us, there may well be some really difficult issues for South Africa to concede on. But I think, as a way of building and showing goodwill, we could start with, the relatively easy parts and then commit to work on the more difficult parts. And so we're not suggesting that South Africa should essentially just roll over and agree to everything. As we negotiate, we need to show good faith where we can, and commit to working on the difficult issues that may take a while to resolve.
So, what easy parts would Busa suggest you start fixing first in that respect?
Just as an example, I mean, at the heart of this, President Trump talks about, the kind of America First philosophy, and within that, trying to even out the trade balances between the US and all the countries on whom, some sort of trade tariffs have been imposed. So we need to look at, are the lines of products where we can, in fact, adjust our trade tariffs in response to that, because that will buy us the goodwill to show that we are willing to move from our position while we work on the more difficult issues. And some analysts have, in fact, shown that, and I think it is part of the package that has been put forward, looking at issues such as pork, such as poultry, etc. So we do need to carefully look at every product line and see where we can make some concessions to the United States.
Are you worried that the silence from Washington so far to revised proposals has been deafening?
I do not know that there is silence, because obviously we're not involved in the actual negotiations. That's between our governments. We rely on information that is relayed to our government. And so I do not want to comment on that, because I don't know what was communicated to the US and when.
So you've talked about catastrophic consequences, particularly if the sector mitigation strategies don't succeed. Beyond that, the worry, of course, is that we don't really have a contingency plan for worst-case scenarios like widespread job losses in the country. So it illustrates just how important it is to get things moving within the next couple of hours, let alone days.
It does, but as the minister and well, the joint statement by the ministers indicate that the government is looking at what interim support measures can be provided to affected companies and sectors, precisely to avoid the job bloodbath that you're referring to. And it is also within that context that we're saying, we were able to work with government during COVID to find mechanisms to avoid job losses and so on. And we want to be part of the solution. So we want to work closely with government, even on this one, to provide information on where we think which sectors we think are going to be most affected, and what would be the measures that could help at least prevent or alleviate that.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Kulakani Mate, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Business Unity South Africa.